This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for joining me, Renette Marburg, on this program on 7 to 9 a.m. on my program called Rise. And this afternoon, we are so privileged to have somebody very beautiful in our studio this afternoon, and it is Weyakhazi Matu. She's an International Kingdom Principal Business Mentor, and she's the Director of Voice of Africa Media, but she is also co-presenter of a colleague of ours with the program of Show Me, and I can tell you now, she is one dynamic woman, and she's also a renowned speaker, globally making a huge impact in the marketplace. So we are looking so forward to this afternoon, and we just want to let you know that this is the program where you can really, really have an amazing, I've got amazing guests that add so much value and so much wisdom and so much information for us to be able to navigate our lives in the marketplace, in our homes, in our families, and that we can rise above everything in spite of real life. So I just want to encourage you to please stay tuned, and we are going to welcome Weyakhazi straight after this, but let us listen to Christine Knuckles, Let It Be Jesus. Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for joining me this afternoon. It's been such a privilege to be able to join you this afternoon. Thank you for staying tuned in, and we have got a very relevant topic this afternoon. We are really going to, excuse me about that, we have a real need to know what is our calling on a daily basis. And some of us are in the marketplace, and we often feel that we need to jump ship and go and do something else so that we can fulfill our calling. But sometimes our calling is actually right where we're supposed to be for that season. So let us listen to what Weyakhazi has to say. She is a fellow presenter on a program called Show Me, but I think she has a huge impact that we know that she's playing another major role in the marketplace. And I am so privileged to have you here this afternoon, Weyakhazi.
Thank you. And thank you so much, Renette. Wow, we are here to rise.
Amen. 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 Okay. You know, as I mentioned now, that we often have a call, we all have a calling on our lives, all of us, but we just don't know how to navigate it, so, and how to position ourselves in it. So, you know, often in the marketplace, tell us how we can have a huge impact with the Lord.
Firstly, thank you so much for the opportunity to come and share. This is one of my favorite assignments, the voice of God in the marketplace unapologetically. So thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity. And greetings at home, greetings at work, wherever you are driving. It's good to be here as we connect with what God is doing through your life in the marketplace. Firstly, I can admit to say that for far too long, for a long time, we operated in the marketplace with that unctioning that leave your beliefs outside the door. You know, we were told who you are, what you believe must be left at the door as you come in. And we really felt, I believe that that's where we sort of lost our plot and bowed to whatever is happening in the marketplace, which is mainly controlled by the Babylonian system. So we worship that system, bowed to it, and we're afraid basically to take our position of that calling in the marketplace. But as time goes on, as we are awakening to our identity, we've come to know that marketplace is not a place to leave things at the door. Who you are, bring your full package into the marketplace and interpret who God is through your character. I just want to start by reading in Galatians 5, verse 22. I believe that this is part of the big part of our assignment in the marketplace. In Galatians 5, verse 22, as we manifest the fruits of the Spirit, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against these there is no law. Now those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And I found that is so challenging. Those who are in Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and with its desires. In the marketplace, you say what you mean in whatever way, in whatever emotion that we as a people have grown from different positions that we've been part of, from whether you are junior or manager or executive. But this culture of losing self-control totally has caused such a chaos in the marketplace. So our mission and our assignment is that very same thing. According to Galatians 5, it says crucifying the flesh. It's hard to crucify.
Believe me.
To crucify the flesh when you have to hold what you want to say, however you want to say, but to recognize that you are an ambassador. So in the marketplace, we are ambassadors for Christ. We are fully fledged, approved, appointed, assigned. As God opens that opportunity for your role, for your job, for your responsibility, whatever job description that you have been given, your first prize is, your first assignment is the ambassadorial role. Because there are people who will never set foot into a church building. You are to them a representation of the church. By reading it to you, then they know, they see how the church is like and who Jesus is. And sometimes, that is just at times such a responsibility. And I believe that for far too long, I can raise my hand, confess that I didn't understand that for a certain period in my life in the marketplace. Like, if somebody send me an email that is a certain way, I will respond to you in an email that is a certain way, you know, until one learns how to crucify the flesh, until you learn to calm down and say, what would Jesus do?
Amen. It's exactly like that song, you speak Jesus. And, you know, that is so profound. You know, we often come and we live a life separate. We present ourselves differently in the marketplace.
Yes.
But we, you know, go to church, we are spiritual and everything at home. And then we
ushering now, yes. It's Sunday morning now, I'm an usher, all smiles, the smile that dies when I walk into the office
and then a new person arrives.
Wow. Yo, so God truly challenges us to bring the full package. And I speak from an area of victory. You know, when you know that you've walked a certain way, Renette, and God touched you, God transformed you to be another way. So I know how it's like to come and just be yourself at work, or be yourself at church and at home, but at work, you are not yourself. So that's the part that firstly, that is the first point of call to work on, because you are misrepresenting who God is in you. You are misrepresenting your purpose. You are misrepresenting. They've just leave it that way because you have left a part of yourself outside the picture. So if for whatever reason, and there's many reasons why you may behave in that way, it could be that the territory in which you operate, you know, does not allow you to be yourself, you know, but at the same time, if you carry the responsibility at the end of the day. You are responsible for how you behave. So even though other people can do something to you, it is always said that you treat people how to treat you. So it means that there is a work that you have to do. And this is how I would say in my life it began to happen. You ensure to raise an altar at work. And that's also one of the matters that we missed or we never knew, that it's important to have an altar in your office, in your office premises, in your office territory. And an altar, you may find and read a lot about it in the different ministries, but an altar is invisible. You know, just like the altars that control witchcraft and all of that, that control the environment are invisible. Altar is invisible. You just raise an altar and make sure in that place, that's where you come to meet. You can sit on your desk and say, Lord, I raise an altar here. I will meet you, Lord, weekly or daily to release a scripture, to pray. Because I saw the difference when I began to be aware about the altar in the marketplace. That's when your authority comes. That's where the restoration of your identity comes. That's where the liberty comes. And that's where the authority of Christ permeates the environment. Because in your office or on your desk, if you are on an open plan, that's the place that every day you do take time to release scripture. It doesn't look like it's doing anything because it is matters of the spirit. Mm-hmm. You come, it may not seem like you do anything. You know, your lunch hour, you take a scripture in lunch hour before you leave and you release it audibly in the environment, whether people are there or not. But to begin that culture, it has worked. I speak on my part from personal experience. It has worked because what you do is that your identity in Christ arises. And the word of God, when it is released, it doesn't go void, return void of its power. It accomplishes, according to Isaiah 55, that which purposes for which it has been released. So I noticed that I began to arise from within. Yes. And I began to now be able to say what you mean. Because in the marketplace, because of the spirit of fear that controls Babylon, the freedom that we have in Christ when we worship, do you know, it's the same freedom we are to bring to work. We are to bring in our atmosphere. We are not to be joyful and be free and be in liberty only under the confines of church or ministry. We are to be free wherever you go to take dominion. According to Genesis 1:26, when God created man, he created man, placed in the garden and commissioned to take dominion in every place where you set your foot. So I know that within the sound of my voice, wherever you are, that it all begins with the release of the sound of your voice, the authentic sound, your authentic sound. And that's what the enemy confronts and that's what the enemy fears. Do you know how strong you are? You may feel like when somebody else walks in, maybe a manager or an owner, there's a certain shivering that you experience. But do you know that that intimidation that comes, it's because of the fear of that which is already inside of you. So as you arise, and this is a scripture I dominated to use every day, whether there's someone in the office to release in the atmosphere, in Psalm 29, just before I hand back to our beloved, beautiful minister, our producer and presenter here, Renette Maybeck. I'll read Psalm 29. I'm led to read that. Use that as your main weapon. No soldier goes to war without a weapon. This, for me, has been a powerful weapon. Psalm 29. Whether you come, you make it, you deliberate that you will go in early in the office or you will stay late just to be able to service the altar. And it's nothing fishy. To service the altar is to, in that particular territory, to release the word of God audibly. You know, for far too long, Renate, I used to read my Bible like this. There's something we lose in that.
The sound.
There's
the
power that we lose in that, and the power that is to permeate through the voice. Because God, when He at creation, when God spoke, So we are to speak the word of God, because as we speak, we create with him. We bring things to being, because as John 1 says, the word in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. So you are to release the word, and it is to conceive and bring birth to things and matters according to God's will, God's will and God's heart. Whatever you do, don't miss God's will and seeking God's will and God's heart for the company, God's will and heart for your manager, God's will and heart for your role, God's will and heart for the advancement of your assignment. Psalm 29 says, give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of the holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes the mountains of Lebanon jump like cows and makes Mount Hermon leap like a young bull. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes a deer gives birth at the sound of the voice of the Lord. The Lord sits enthroned at the flood. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. What a powerful note to move on to our beautiful song that we're going to listen to now by Hillsong United. Not today. I can tell
not
you now.
Today.
Not today. That is so profound and powerful, Vuya Kazi. We really need to know how to step into it and take our voice and make good use of it. But we are going to continue with this conversation straight after this. Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for joining us this afternoon. And that was Not Today by Hillsongs. And what a powerful session we had just before this. Thank you, Vuya Kazi. Vuya Kazi Matu is a powerful woman that's operating mightily and unashamedly and unapologetic as a woman of God in the marketplace. We are so privileged to have you here this afternoon. But I really want you people to feel encouraged by this program, because we often feel so minimized and so irrelevant wherever we are, and squeezed and choked that we cannot be who we need to be. So Vuya Kazi, how do we navigate ourselves in tough situations like that, where we feel we cannot work in this atmosphere and in this constraint of the business world?
Sure. You shall say the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I've observed, Renette, just how when you remain in that position of responding to situations with the truth, irrespective of what the repercussions will be. I've noticed and observed in the kingdom of God that as this army, when we are operating in the marketplace, people may seem to reject you, they may seem to disregard you, they may seem to deliberately ignore or not recognize what God has put inside of you. But I've seen that being consistent, that being consistent, because we often sometimes make a mistake of wanting to be liked, needing to be validated and accepted, and therefore we please by compromising certain things that are very sensitive to our role as representatives of Christ, because we want to be comforted, we want to feel like we belong. And it's understandable, because it comes from so deep within. There's a part of you that is broken. If you are an adult, but you are unable to stand firm in your truth. You feel a need to please. So if you find yourself in that position, it's a very real struggle. I don't want to sit here and pretend as if it's always been all well, you know.
Or a walk in the park.
Yes, all a walk in the park. It's truly, truly not. But what I recognize is that you will be challenged, and you will feel rejected in certain circumstances, but you will find that over time, I'm telling you, over time, remain consistent and say, when people come to try you, to cause you to compromise in certain things, let your no be no and your yes be yes. You may be rejected temporarily over a period of time, but the long shot of it, at the end of the day, your very respect is gained through that. Mm-hmm. That's how the enemy delays us. Even in terms of promotions, you know, promotions are come on the basis of your assertiveness and strength. But people are not going to tell you that. You'll find that the more you are assertive, the more you say no, it works the opposite. You may be rejected temporarily, but when opportunity comes, they know Miss No Nonsense.
And you they can trust and the, respect.
They trust and respect. They're not going to come to you, people, to say, oh, we respect you. We see what you do. You don't bow. You don't do things. You don't cheat. You don't do the things we do. They're not necessarily going to come and pat your back about that. But when destiny calls, when Amen. Opportunity comes, you are the person that they will come to. I've seen this. So as we are speaking here today with this prophet, that is the presenter here, Renee, today, because when she picked this topic, it is because of the prophetic unctioning of the gifting in her life, and it is because God knows who will be listening, and God knows that right now you are contemplating to leave. You know, you are contemplating to leave, you feel oppressed, you feel like your calling is not recognized, you feel irrelevant, you feel like you can't stay in this place, and you're like, how do you navigate this place in this business? Here's what God says to you. If you were looking for a confirmation or what to do, I remember it's a particular time, Lord is reminding me of a particular time in my life when I was feeling so challenged, like hot seat, so oppressed, like there's nowhere to go, like, yo, we are oppressed, and I'm starting to meditate to leave. And one of the mothers who was praying me at that time said, that territory, media, that has been operating with the spirit of Jezebel, no. We have very few people in that territory, especially television. They must leave, not you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yo, excuse me, I'm like by the door, I'm already counting my days. How to leave. I was like, they must leave. It's time for the kingdom of God to take over. Here is an encouragement for you here in Joshua 1. Do not leave. The Lord said, do not leave. But obviously, you will seek God for yourself. But I hear that if you leave because you feel confined, if you leave because you feel your calling is suppressed, if you leave because you fear to speak up, if you leave for those reasons, they are not reasons for you to leave right now. This is the time of the trumpet, the release of the voice of the Lord. The Lord will begin, as you service your altar and as you pray, you will gain strength and you will gain power to speak up, to say what you mean and mean what you say. And as you do that, you will see just how much the territory, because I began to see how I began to cover the territory. God began to enlarge my territory in that very same place that I wanted to chicken out
yes.
and run. So what the enemy fears is what is inside of you. That's why he wants you out, squeezes you, but don't go. Don't give him the joy, because your destiny and what God has for you in terms of the prosperity, the growth, and all that you are praying for, it may still be right there. And that's what the enemy does not want you to access, because you've been in this company, you understand this company, and you love company. But this spirit of intimidation and marginalization, you will defeat by the word of God. It says in chapter 1, you have a calling in that place. Yes, I literally see that you have a calling. You have been called on assignment, but because you have shrunk, things haven't quite happened the way they are because you bring half of yourself. Now God wants to release you today, even as we pray, as we close the show at the end of this program. We will pray to your release from the place of confinement. We will pray for the release from fear, release from marginalization, so that your wings, because I literally see the wings of an eagle, because you are an eagle that is behaving like a chicken. You are an eagle whose wings are clamped because you are trying to fit in to the box that others have created for you. But you are bigger than that space that you have been. You've overgrown that place. You've overgrown the hole that you have been in. God wants to release the trumpet of your voice, want to store your confidence. And I remember the Lord is saying, even the last time when you tried to get out of that hole, that hiding, you did the mistake and you shrunk back because of that mistake. The Lord wants to deliver you from that mistake today. Mm-hmm. We all make mistakes, and you are not defined by your last mistakes. If managers, colleagues, the environment, or your own embarrassment and shame has caused you to stay in that place because of past mistake, God is calling you out of that hole today. Amen. He says in Joshua 1, now after the death of Moses, the servant, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua. The Lord spoke to you. He's calling you as a Joshua today. He says to you, Moses' servant is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Hey, yes. Arise. Arise. Go over this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land that I am giving to them, the children of Israel. The Lord says, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, just as I had said to Moses. No man will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. No man. Stand on this voice. Say, stand on this word. Joshua 1 verse 5, just say, no man will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. For these people, you will divide the land for your inheritance, as I saw to your forefathers. Only be strong and very courageous, so that you are able to observe and do according to the law of Moses that was commanded to you.
Amen, amen. And I just want to encourage you to WhatsApp us on 0817291657. Our Telegram number is exactly the same, 0817291657. Our SMS line is 37988. If you want to know anything about us or our guests or our programs, so please come and communicate with us and let us know who you are and get to know us better. And go and look on our Facebook page. We have got an amazing active Facebook page, and go and enjoy and get to know us and follow us. We have so much to offer. So I just want to encourage you. Thank you so much for your Kazi. That was such a powerful end. And we are going to continue with this after one of my favorites, Michael W. Smith, Agnes Day.
Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM, with Renette Myberg. Finding God's truth for the way forward, together.
Praise the Lord. I love that song from Michael W. Smith. It really ministered to me some very difficult times in my life. But yes, we have got an amazing topic that we are dealing with. And we are all in the workplace, in the marketplace, in ministries, and we are all finding our calling and our way. So we have Wekar Zimata in the studios today, and yes, she's going to pray with us for where we are right now. But the Lord also gave me a word in Luke 6 verse 38. He says, the Lord says, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured into your lap. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So I really believe this is one way of living in the truth, what is good and acceptable to you and to God, and that you know that what you have been given, that you need to live in integrity, and it will set you free according to the word. So Vuyokazi, just tell us how we can Christ-center ourselves unashamedly and unapologetic in our working places.
Amen. I'm led to John 15, verse 1 to 7. It says, I am the true vine. My Father is a vine dresser, and every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, so that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you do unless you abide in me. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches, and he who abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing.
Amen.
Without me you can do nothing. Yo, it's a place that we are to constantly just center ourselves to come back to it. And one of the greatest breakthroughs you can have from the place that you may find yourself in establishing your authority and confidence in the marketplace, is to acknowledge and stop blaming others for how you behave. There is so much power in that. And there is the shift and a call from that. Not to say, I do this because I behave like this because. At the end of the day, you are responsible for how you respond to situation. You are responsible for your own behavior. Yeah, that was ouch for me.
Yes.
It's so nice to point the blame somewhere. It's because the boss is like this. It's because my colleagues are like this and all of that. If you are unable to express yourself in the work environment, to articulate your identity to people unashamedly and unapologetically, it is not because of the people around you. It is because of your own brokenness, your own lack of identity, and your own inability to express yourself completely for whatever reason. And it's not, I'm not saying this from a point of judging, we're not saying this from a point of bringing you condemnation in any way. It's just the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just the truth. Jeez. You find that,
and you'll be comfortable in it.
Hey, Renette.
And a person will be comfortable.
Yes, yo. So you have to be comfortable in your own skin. You have to be able to be unapologetic and stand firm about who you are. So that is the greatest shift and the most empowerment you can ever do for yourself, to understand that how people treat you and how you respond to them, how you position yourself in the marketplace, is a matter of your own responsibility. It's not just about others around you. So it's an area of growth. If you are unable to be yourself authentically in the marketplace for whatever reason, there is a reason. We've grown up in this setup where we find that if somebody pays your salary, if you depend on that manager for your increase, for feedback on your appraisal, it's got nothing to do with who you are. You are not to shrink or bow to any man For according to that scripture in Joshua, no man should be able to stand before you. So God is encouraging you today to take up your position of identity and of authority in Christ by the Holy Spirit. So it is our prayer that as we pray, as we close, that God will release that mantle over you, that you will remain confident, unapologetic, truthful, and standing firm in who you are without fear of any backlash, because there is a difference between your truth, authenticity, identity, and your own responses to how people treat you. You treat people, you teach people how to treat you. Shall we pray?
Amen. Yes. Please let us pray. And I think we can just really speak to those that have got a huge need and having to make decisions of where they're at right now. I think people just need some wisdom and guidance in that area. And we just ask the Lord just to really give the Holy Spirit just to usher us, Lord, into this prayer where we can just say, yes, the Lord has us exactly where we are in this season, and that He will guide us with wisdom and knowledge in everything that we do. So we've got a few minutes left, but Vuyokazi, just please usher us out. Yes, thank you.
Yes, oh Father God, we come before you this midday in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your love and your care, Lord. We thank you for this word today and proclamation of establishment and strengthening in the marketplace as you release your voice of thunder, as you restore your order, Lord, and you restore your order through the hands and the feet of your representatives in the marketplace. So we thank you, Father, for that which you are doing in restoring the voice of the manifested Son. So here is your son, here is your daughter, Father God, within the sound of our voice, Lord, at the point of decision, in the valley of decision, Lord, we are praying that, Father God, even as we release to the companies, to institutions, to corporates, we say according to us, Exodus 9, verse 1, let the Spirit of the Lord dwell in all these companies, businesses, and institutions, according to the word of God in Exodus 9:1, that says, let my people go that they may serve me, says the Lord. So as we come, Father, we pray for strength to your people. We pray for your wisdom. Release, Father God, your wisdom, the seven spirits of God, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, spirit of counsel and of might, spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. We thank you for your word that there is a coming out of the shell. Lord, we thank you for the coming out of the shells, the coming out of being muzzled. Kosiam, that was represented even through the mask that people have been wearing at work. Kosiam, silencing the voice of authority, the voice of courage, the voice of boldness, the voice of truth, and the voice of deliverance and wisdom in companies, in decision makings. So we thank you, Lord, for that which you are doing, because you are calling your people out of being paralyzed, out of being confined, out of fear, for you have not come out of the cave. You have not been given the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of the sound mind. Come out of your own delay in promotion. Open your mouth and speak the word in the name of Jesus. Come out of waiting. Come out of the need for approval. Come out of the spirit of competition, out of stagnation, out of poverty and depression, out of darkness and out of the grave. Come and experience the freedom that you are born to experience in this time of restoration. You are being called out of the fire, according to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In the name of Jesus, we say, come out of the fire. According to Isaiah 60:1-3, it is your time in the marketplace to arise and shine. For your light has now come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. With that powerful note, I'm not going to say much more. I thank you very much, Boyekazi. You have really led us into so much at the moment, and it's so profound and so truth filled with word. So praise the Lord. And family and friends, go out there, love your job, be safe, look after yourself, stick to the rules, and stick to the word. And we will see you next week. And please listen to her program on a Tuesday afternoon between 12 and 1. Show me and communicate with her if you need to. Please stay with us tuned. We are going straight into the next session. God bless you. Have a great week further. See you next week.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.